This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want Alice in Winterland tickets, well, you got two ways to get them. You can win a pair right now, or you can go to RadioAlice.com and click on Alice in Winterland and buy some tickets.
Yeah!
Yeah! Get after it. They are flying out of the box office. Alice in Winterland, December 13th at Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Tickets are on sale, so you can buy them. And you can also try and win a pair right now with the code word SMOKE, S-M-O-K-E. Take the word SMOKE and text it to our contest line. Smoke is the trigger word for me. Think about smoking.
415 says, good morning.
Hey.
I just have to say that was hilarious. Driving to work looking like a lunatic, crying and laughing. Thanks, Val, Mission Viejo, Odyssey app.
Oh.
Mission Viejo is where I used to go to a lot of keg parties. Val.
Is Mission Viejo in Orange County?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The Irvine. Like, above it was Tustin, and below it, you know, south, north.
Yeah.
Mission Viejo area. Used to go there to keg parties all the time.
Well, I'm glad she enjoyed it. Did she like the walk back to the Tom Brady, and how do we get there from the firehouse thing?
Or
was
it say. I'm sure you guys,
just
you know,
in general, that was a fun break.
Out of the park.
Yeah. That was a good one, you guys. Let's do more like that. That'll be good.
All right.
Oh, this one. A lot of pressure on this one.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be able to do my best. Smoke is your code word. Alice in Winterland, everybody. Sponsored by Macy's. Alice in Winterland, meet you there. It's our big Christmas party. We're pretty stoked about it. Everyone's all abuzz. In case you've somehow missed the news, Liam Payne, formerly of One Direction, died in a fall from a balcony in Argentina at the age of 31. He had been behaving erratically in the lobby prior to the fall, smashed his laptop, had to be helped back to his room. They are not saying yet if the fall was accidental or intentional. It's a tragedy either way. Liam Payne passed away yesterday in a fall from a balcony in a hotel. Okay. And we've talked extensively about it. So if you go back and listen to the podcast, you'll get all, you know, you'll hear all our thoughts on it. This is a song. It's kind of out of the blue for me. I'm not really following what Kanye West is doing artistically these days. I just, you know, I'm more like captivated by his dumb teeth and his weird wife. Or not his wife. His wife is not weird. I feel like she's a captive and he dresses her weird. That's all. So Kanye West, there is a new song, and it's from an album called Bully. He's actually, they say that's why he's in Tokyo so much. He's working on his album Bully there in Tokyo. And he's got, let's see, this is from not yesterday, I don't think, but the day before. He fired out the completed version of his latest track. It's called Beauty and the Beast on Instagram.
This is so good.
It's been a long time coming. Fresh new tires, I'm still running. It's a few things I'm overcoming. When it takes still past the week, fighting every night and day to try to stay away to keep my heart in top. Don't try to distract, I'm sitting here trying to win away.
You can hear it.
What are you laughing about?
You can hear his teeth.
Well, he lisps now. That's his new thing.
I didn't even notice that.
You know, it's funny because Maddie came in here this morning. He's like, we got to get to that Kanye West song because I just love it. I guess he listened to it a bunch of times so he can make sure there were no F words or anything.
Oh, good.
Because he does sing pretty fast in it.
You don't like it. I can tell.
Well, no, I don't like anything that guy does.
Oh.
You know, I find him to be a mentally ill woman, wife, captive, He's a nightmare. He says horrible things.
He's not who I thought he was, for sure. The first three, maybe four albums were great. And he actually was really good. And since then, and many people will say, when his mom passed, or, oh, he got with a Kardashian and that undid him. I don't know what the deal is, but those first few albums were excellent. All-time greats.
You know, actually, you kind of remind me of another story that I have coming up here. That track is called Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
If you are waiting on some new Kanye, well, it looks like it's around the corner. I guess he first streamed that song during that Vultures 2 listening session in China at the end of last month.
And Maddie likes it.
I love it.
Yeah, Maddie loves it. So I'm with you. I really think that sometimes people have an anchor in their life, and many times it's a parent. And when that goes away, as it did with him and Donda, like, I have never heard anyone more unhinged than Kanye in the last couple of albums. I'm sure there've been nuggets in there that are just brilliant. He's such a genius, whatever. But I'm like, this guy is poopy dooping and Donda. Like, what are you doing? Somebody step in, save this guy. So when I was reading the story about Megan Thee Stallion today, which this is about, it's the story of her life. It's called Megan Thee Stallion in Her Words. And I thought, oh, well, this will be a fun, you know, lessons on twerking or whatever. And it looks absolutely great. I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and she's talking about how her mom loved hip hop, loved rap, would, you know, teach her all the moves, and they were doing, you know, and she's a little girl and her mom was her everything. And just as she's becoming Megan Thee Stallion, like, there's like, I'm going to be this thing and I'm going to have this. And just as she's peaking, just as she's breaking through, her mom passes.
Oh.
And she's talking about what kind of profound effect that had on her. I mean, she's shedding tears. She's telling this whole story about how that affected her as a person and as a performer. And I mean, it's profound. You know, she's a young woman. She should have had many more years with
her mom. Well, I do think that it goes unsaid to some extent, but often we're driven to make our parents proud. It's a big part of...
Well, and her mom was her anchor. It helped her get there.
And I know that this starts at a young age, and you see it in your own kids when they're like, hey, you're not watching. And you're like, well, it's practice. Calm down.
Nah, it's all about you.
Yeah, they want you to be, they want whatever they do, they want you to see it, and they want you to be proud of them. And so that's even as a grown woman, that's inside her.
So earlier this week, it was announced that this new documentary, Megan Thee Stallion in Her Words, will be on Prime Video. I believe it's on Halloween. So, and now we have a trailer. And you can see that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I just, because you mentioned, you know, a lot of people say he sort of lost his way. Kanye West did when his mom passed. And I agree with that. I really feel like she might have been the thing that was sort of keeping, she was the rudder. And then he was just, I mean, the guy's a mess.
This just in,
yes, dear,
via text. And so I can't confirm it or whatever, but they're saying it looks like Liam jumped. Mm. It was not a fall. And that's from People magazine.
Well, if you know, I know how these things go. There'll be a zillion reports and there'll be a million different, there'll be conflicting information. There'll be confirmed information. And in the end, none of it changes anything. It's just a terrible tragedy. He's 31. It's such a tragedy. And clearly, you know, he's been famous, really famous, since he was 16 and that band got put together. One Direction was an international phenomenon. Like, it just shows you that not everyone is equipped to cope with that stuff. And maybe he was always going to be an alcoholic or have drug problems.
Well, I do think you're right that a lot of people, we're seeing it right now, and like the biggest up and coming artist that I know of is this Chapel Rowan, who's just not down for the fame that she's quickly risen to. And many of us would say, give yourself a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what you worked for.
Right.
But it's true. It doesn't come with a manual.
No.
And certainly,
very few people experience it.
People will find themselves shut in a hotel room drinking heavily because they don't feel like they can go walk around.
Right. It can be very isolating, I'm sure, right? You just, you know, you're a person who loved to be in the city and go into all your favorite vintage stores and walk around. Nobody knew you could eat a hot dog on the side of the road. You know, whatever you're, whatever. Now you're being followed by paparazzi and you can't go in anywhere and everyone's losing their mind and getting mad at you if you won't take a picture with them and you have to have a security detail. Like, that's rough. I can see that. I don't know if she eats hot dogs or not. She's
every time
like a vegan
I turn around, people are posting pictures of me eating a hot dog.
Well,
what?
Or whatever she's into. Maybe she's into, you know, cupcakes or something. There's me with cupcake frosting on my nose again. Oh my God. Which part did it? The hot dog or the cupcake?
Okay. Cupcakes.
I mean, they are hot. So, all right. This next story is. We're going to play you a verse. Hopefully it's completely clean. We're going to play you a verse of one of Rihanna's songs. This is from a song called SOS. And just take a listen to this verse and tell me your thoughts. So we'll play it for you again in a second.
God, I love her voice.
So what do you think? What do you pull out of that? Anything? Anything hit you?
I didn't. If there's something
you
that's.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, I need to hear it again.
Okay, here it goes. To find the light, take me. You know it's that you feel it right. Take me on my clutches. I up in your arms tonight. I'm out with you. You got me head over heels. Oh, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel. S.O.S. please.
I find nothing controversial about any of that.
Oh, there's nothing controversial. Every line in it is a title of an 80s song. You want to hear it again?
Yep.
Listen to it again. Here we go. The first line.
Head Over Heels is a Tears for Fears song. Beyond that, I don't know any of them.
So, Take on Me, is the first line.
Take on me,
and she actually says,
Okay.
Take on me, let's see. Then there is, I Could Just Die in Your Arms Tonight. That's a takeoff on I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Remember that song by Cutting Crew? I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something to say.
I know that song, but you know the name of the artist?
It's right here.
Oh.
I have that
Cutting
thing.
Crew?
Yeah. I would have
never heard of them at all.
They were one-hit wonders.
Yeah, okay. I think they were. Yeah. I Melt With You. That's a track by Modern English. That's what I said. Okay. Head Over Heels. They say Tears for Fears here, but we also talked about
it.
It's a Go-Go's song.
Go-Go's.
So. I told you, Head Over Heels. I know that's the one that I got.
And then there's you Keep Me Hanging On. That was a Kim Wilde cover of the Supreme song. In 1986, and The Way You Make Me Feel is a Michael Jackson song. Isn't that funny? Oh, they're all songs from the 80s. Cute, right? Do you want to hear it again?
Nah.
Oh, by the way, there's another tribute to the 80s in it. Soft Cell's Tainted Love.
Well, I can hear that in the background. Yeah, absolutely.
So the guy who wrote that lyric, he was talking about how he hit it, and he said no one ever realizes that it's all those who listens to it. Yeah. Let's play one more time for listeners to hear. Here we go. So these are all 80s song titles. Well, not everything, but most. Take me. You know it's that you feel it right. Take me on my clutches. I up in your arms tonight. I'm out with you. You got me head over heels. Oh, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel. S.O.S. please. It's pretty cool. Plus, she sounds so great.
Yeah, her voice is... I love it.
And, I mean, throughout the whole thing, that is the Tainted Love sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. I thought that was fun. Is there, I guess people can just Google that if they want. I don't think there's anything I can put up on, other than the video maybe we could put on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing really quickly, and then I'll be done with this trash. The Jonas Brothers are out on tour, and they were doing a show in Prague on Tuesday. And I'll tell you something. If you looked down at yourself and saw a red laser dot on your chest while you were on stage, you would also run screaming from the stage. Like, that would be horrifying. Because we all know what happens. Somebody gets a red dot on them and we know that the next thing that happens is they get shot.
The sniper shot.
The sniper shot. So I get this. During a Jonas Brothers show in Prague on Tuesday, someone aimed just a laser pointer, but a red one, at Nick Jonas. And he's like furiously making the timeout. He books it. And he's on what looks like a secondary stage, as in there's the main stage in a huge place. So there's a main stage. I can see people playing instruments up there. Like, I don't know, it looks like a horn player or something. And then there's some kind of a corridor that's been cleared for him to get back and forth. And he runs off this smaller stage and just runs kind of across like, I am out of here. It's not funny at all, but it is funny though, because he's hightailing it out of there. But then I'm like, Sarah, I would probably just like lay down on the floor like, oh God, it's over. Like, nobody was training a gun on Nick. The show did end up going on. And I guess, you know, they found the guy with the laser pointer, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how you would do it. It's a huge place. How could you find that guy? Yeah, like that. Doing a timeout hand signal the whole time.
You know, there's a common, I don't know how to phrase it, but there's tattletales everywhere. And so I would imagine all they had to do is look from the, you know, and others would go, it's right there.
This guy.
Right there. I know where that's coming from. It's coming from right there. So I don't doubt they were happily
fingered. I actually hope that that's right. Yes, I hope that that's what happened. Because those things are, they're really dangerous. And it's, you know, people have them. They use the laser pointer for stuff.
In that situation, I'm actually for the tattletales because, mm-hmm. look, we're in a shared experience and you're ruining it right now.
The guy just had to run from the stage.
Yeah, don't pull that when we're all trying to listen to our favorite Joe Bro song.
Hello. By the way, I did put that video up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Do they have a good song, the Joe Bros?
Well, I'm not talking about the year 3000. I used to like that one but they were kids when that came out. I really don't know any of their songs.
I mean,
they
had some hits.
They did have Cake by the Ocean.
That
wasn't all of them. Let me see. I'll find it out for you.
Joe Bros.
Sucker. Burning Up.
I'm a Love Sucker
Bug.
For You. Oh, that's a great song.
Is that a Joe Bros
that.
Or
yeah.
is that? Okay.
I thought it was. Hold on. I'll find a second. Jonas Brothers. A song called Cool. Nope. I don't see too. Listen, I'm sure Jane is yelling right now, but there's so many in here that I can't.
She's not in her office today.
Well, then she's yelling at me from her house, I guess.
The Sucker's different than the one you're thinking of. It's a love song.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. That's not I'm a Sucker for You?
No.
Everywhere you go, I'll find you. Play it then. Let me hear it.
I don't have
it. I'm a Sucker for You. Hold on. Let me. I must have it. Oh, I do have it. Here it is. Can I play this? What do? I just put it in. I can do it.
I can see that you can do this.
Hit preview.
I'm not going to hit preview. I'm going to select it. I'm going to copy it and I'm going to paste it.
What?
I don't know how to do this.
Isn't there just
you'd think that there would be.
Play?
No, not here because I'm finding it in the library.
The latest fashion trend and more after these.
All right, great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I don't want you to visit me.
Right.
I want you to live here.
Right.
Just a thought.
You guys, I had no idea.
That Maddie had no rhythm? Is that what you were going to say?
That's not what I was going to say. Oh, you say what? He doesn't know.
Oh, yeah, apparently not. I just sent Maddie video of himself.
I'm not even going to look
dancing.
At it. I'll post it, but I'm not going to look at it. It'll be up as a reel on Sarah Vinny.
You know, I'm going to put it on the Facebook page. Yeah. I want to just make sure it gets up there. It's so fun. It's like the funniest part of it, though, is like we're watching him. I'm filming him, and Vinny just starts laughing.
That's I didn't mean to. I ruined it.
Are you kidding me? It's great.
The camera is on this side of the glass. So I should have known, but I didn't. I didn't think of it, and then I went, ah, funny. Crap. I ruined it.
Did you listen
to
it? It's funny.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Just put it up and don't look. You should not look.
Is it a lane bad? It's not a lane bad, is it?
No, it's not a lane bad.
Okay.
It's not a lane bad.
But he says yes. Really,
I didn't say yes.
You nodded your head.
I did not. I was just trying to stretch my neck before my break.
The joy is real. You're clearly having fun.
I love dancing. I love singing. I'm not good at either, but I'll do it anyway.
Bum, 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 bum. It's Alice. Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays at the Disneyland Resort. We've got your chance to win a vacation for four all this week on the fives at 6 and 7 on our show. And then later on Jane's show at 3, 4, 5, and 6. So many chances to win. Listen for the code words. Text those to our contest line. You can win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort and be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K a Day. Woo! All this week. Fall Into 5K a Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5G.
I really hope you take that show on the road, buddy.
It's solid.
You need to hit some clubs. The party people need to see that show live and in person.
Yeah, they would really like that.
Yep, they would. All right, so here we go. We'll begin with sunny and 70s, beautiful day ahead. Power outages are possible. Fire danger over the next 4 days. Strong offshore winds, dry conditions. Please be careful with sparks and your ciggies and whatever else out there over the next few days. And the PG&E website is PG&E.com. Like, go to it. You can put in your zip code and you'll find out if you are at risk of a fire, of a shutdown, power outage in advance of setting fires.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's better than the fire, but it is rough to know that our power is being turned off, yes, because they haven't kept up the equipment.
Right. It's very aggravating. But better than your house burns.
Yes, right? Absolutely. The Great California Shakeout. You mentioned this early today. Okay. I want to mention it again real quick. Earthquake drills are coming today to celebrate the 35th. Not celebrate. That's not the right
commemorate.
Way. To commemorate the 35th anniversary of Loma Prieta. It was a 6.9. There were people that died, and certainly lots of permanent changes came out of that. So anyway, you'll see Drop, Cover, and Hold On happening in schools and elsewhere across California today to commemorate the 35th anniversary of Loma Prieta.
I remember being on the, I think I was in St. Louis at the time, and just the whole thing where it happened, you know, at rush hour and while the World Series was going.
The game.
Right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
That was, we forget too, because things have changed so quickly. We forget that we weren't all on the internet or all on, you know, Netflix or we were all on the one thing that was happening. Because that was the one thing that was happening.
Right. That was the thing that was available. It was before TiVo, for God's sake.
Right. So
you might have been videotaping something.
Plenty of people, myself included, were part of that moment, whether you were here or not.
Right.
You were part of that via TV. What is happening?
Mm.
Anyway.
That's right. I didn't even think about that. It's true. When people weren't, you couldn't just text someone and let them know you were okay.
No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like we've moved so quickly, we assume everybody always had this.
Right.
And we didn't. We didn't even, not even 20 years
ago. He's holding up his phone.
Yeah. We just,
No, even though we had cell phones, but they were like big bricks. You didn't just,
We didn't all have those.
No, definitely not. Pagers were more prevalent, for God's sake.
You know what? I never had a pager. Christina, my wife, is 8.5 years younger than me, and she was part of that pager thing. They would send each other.
Yeah.
They had codes and all the stuff. But I didn't have any of that. Mm. I didn't want any of that, though. I knew where my friends were, and
systems that you had in place that had worked all those years, those were all still viable.
You knew where my boys were, and they knew where I was, and, you know, you came over. You want to go somewhere? Yeah, let's get in the car and go.
My mom won't let me leave.
Yeah, there was that.
Yeah. I suppose they could have called on the landline, which we didn't even call them landlines. They were just called the phone. And it rang in the house.
Right.
And that was the only place it rang.
You give your kids all sorts of advice, and they don't listen to most of it. A new poll on financial advice found it is about half of the kids that they're getting all this info from their parents. They listen to about half of it.
Yeah, well, I think that's definitely true. Like, I have two kids, and half of them listen to me. So, but when I was a kid, I feel like I was the only one of the kids that was listening to my dad. My dad gave me tons of financial advice, so much, like early adopter on a lot of things. And, you know, when I started working, he was like, I get that you just want to put that in your pocket. Here's another thing you could do. And so from a very early age, I was like, and when you see it start to grow, kids, listen to your parents.
It's addictive.
It is addictive. And you feel like, oh, I have something to show for all that work I did last year. Like, it's important.
I'm still in the, and I've been telling Isla this since she was born. When do we do things?
Right now.
Right now. I've been telling her that since she could understand English.
Does she listen?
No, she's become a procrastinator and even thinks it's funny.
Is it because you leaned hard on it?
I didn't lean that hard on it. It's one of those phrases like you have, all those phrases you have. I've got the one. When do we do things right now? Hmm. I've got that one. You've got the chicken
crossing the road, across the right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. All the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Winter, chicken dinner.
Whatever
that's
it
what
is. Yes,
yet.
I know. Sure. Like all the stuff. Right. I've been telling her this and she just thinks it's hysterical. Hmm. No, I'm kind of a procrastinator.
I'm like, Mom.
I don't want you to.
Well, she's doing it to aggravate you, Vinny,
maybe.
Obviously.
Well, you know who it's aggravating? Because it's not me.
Her mom?
Her mom.
But her mom's a huge procrastinator.
No, but her mom needs her to do certain things, and she's not getting it done.
Right. And she's like, it's because Dad really bothered me.
And we have told her, like, there's so many things at this age where you're just nagging them to smithereens. Why did the dog barf the other day? Because Isla didn't put the butter away and left it on the counter and the dog ate the butter and then threw up multiple dinners.
Oh.
Because she ate a whole stick of butter.
It feels like butter is something a dog should be able to keep down. I just don't get that, man.
Brought it all back up.
I think that dog just has a very quirky, sensitive stomach.
Parents, including people with adult children, say their kids listen to their financial advice about 54% of the time.
Yeah, I got one who's like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. Let's open up an account. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Let's talk to a guy. Let's make it happen. And the other one's like, wait, don't you just pay for everything?
Yeah.
The answer to both is yes.
You're a good mom.
Well, I don't want them living at my house anymore, so it's worth the ransom I'm paying.
Anyway, there you go.
Blackmail money.
Worth the ransom.
Get out of here. Get out of here, you two.
Oh, God. Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things that you guys had to say.
Right.
Vin, you also have the protect your head message. Yes. Good stuff? Inside your head.
It's right up here, kid.
Be careful with your brain. You got a lot of brain power. You're lucky. Do good things with it.
Right. Your brain is like a bucket right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring stuff in.
Okay.
All right, you ready to play a game?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going to play a game called How Old Is That Guy? And Maddie is going first on this one.
I need to win this after the dressing down you gave me for my dancing.
No one gave you a dressing down.
No, not dressing down.
No, we just told the truth.
We like to tell
it like it is.
No, you were going for it. Yeah, I actually give you a lot of credit.
Incredibly enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was bad, it was incredibly enjoyable. I tried to post it and I couldn't do it. I figured it out.
It's up
and by
surreal.
The way,
it's already up.
I see the text. I don't know what you got going on or if you've got a PR department, but the ladies are coming out for you hard.
Maddie, what?
You know.
Like, well, I mean, thought just I had a look little up bit of down. Game, what? But compared to Maddie, Jesus Christ, dude.
I like to play above the rim.
What does that mean?
It just means, you know.
I don't know what it means.
No, it just means, you know, I'm an okay-looking guy, but
what
I like
to... What are you rimming for? I don't understand.
I like to...
He likes
go for the gold.
Don't like...
Oh, you like the... of all the... That's coming for you. You're very selective.
I'm very selective.
So under the rim is like actually in a trash can? What? I don't understand. It's a basketball reference? Like,
I didn't get it either.
Like some guys...
A salad reference? I don't understand. Okay, I get -1 point for that one. I'm going to put that over on the side. See how I do in this game over here. That'll be good. Okay, Maddie, you have to go first. How old would Norm MacDonald have been today? It's his birthday.
Oh, God, I love Norm MacDonald so much.
How old would he have been today, Maddie?
You mean he is? He's not dead, is he?
Yes, he died like 4 years ago.
Norm MacDonald?
Yeah, he had cancer.
Okay. 2021 he died.
60, he'd be 62.
62. All right, Vinny, what do you think?
63.
He would have been 65, and that's a point for Vincenzo. All right, Vinny, you're first on this one. How old is Eminem? Marshall Mathers. How old is Eminem? Today is his birthday.
Oh, and I'm the starter.
You are the starter.
Okay, I'm going to say he is double nickels.
55. Okay, what do you think, Maddie?
I'll say 54.
He is 52. Hey. And that's a point for Maddie. You guys are tied. Wonderful. All right. How old is Michael McKean? That is Spinal Tap lead singer and guitarist David St. Albans and Lenny on Laverne and Shirley of Lenny and Squiggy fame.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, Michael McKean is his name. I'm a huge fan of that guy. I get that not everyone's going to know him, but I love him.
I'll say Spinal 73.
Tap. 73, says Maddie. What do you think, Ben?
I'm going to say 72.
Oh, he's 77. That's another point for Maddie. So close, so close.
I should have known. You know, these Hollywood types, they really do hold their age well. Dang it.
All right, next up is Mike Judge. He's the guy who created Office Space, Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill. He does the voice for Beavis, Butthead, and Hank Hill. And Vinny, you are first. How old is Mike Judge?
69.
All right.
68, Bob.
He is 62. That's a point for Maddie.
Damn it.
And finally, how old, by the way, don't forget, if you hit it on the head, you get 2 points. So you could tie this, Vin. And Maddie has to go first on this one, I believe. How old is George Wendt? Norm from Cheers.
Normie!
Okay.
How old is Norm?
I'm going to say 70 years old.
70, you think,
it's all right. A dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Mm.
That's a Norm quote.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Get it?
Were you going to go
higher? Oh, what's the question?
70 is what Maddie
70?
Guessed on that.
I'm going to go 71.
It is 76.
Yes.
And
I got the 2 points.
Nope. You
and the win.
I got the win.
Maddie. I got to admit, this is like a good consolation. Maddie. I like the little song.
The song's incredible.
Did you know?
I'm so pissed off. I never thought to get a song.
We need
well,
to
let's get you a song.
Somebody make a song
for
Vinny.
Make a song
for
Vinny when he wins.
Please.
Like El Campeón del Pueblo. El Campeón del Pueblo.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
You can do that this weekend, Sarah.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell John.
Oh, you're going to be in Reno.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be in Reno. Sorry about it. Maybe next weekend. Did you know, just a little side on the George Wendt thing, Norm from Cheers, Jason Sudeikis? Ted Lasso is his nephew. Just a weird aside.
How do you got a fast fact? Yeah, what are you doing? You got
it's,
fast
it's
facts?
It's written down here in my little
I'll
my
take
birthday
another
thing.
One, please.
That's all I got.
Oh.
I'll tell you this, though. Janie, she's taking over. Make sure you're listening to her for more tickets to Disneyland. People are freaks for Disneyland. They want these tickets. Jane's got 4 chances to win them today during her show. Have a great day. And by the way, Alice in Winterland, those tickets are on sale. Go get those at RadioAlice.com. We'll see you back here on our very special weekly holiday, also known as Friday. See
you. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.